Right, so it just came out of a really lovely introduction from Helen Cole and others, including a guy, was his name Paul? Was that?
Paul Gladwell.
Paul Gladwell, I think.
Director of Back to Back.
Back to Back.
From the Sydney-based theatre company.
Yes, yeah. We've just gone to see a film which they did called Back to Back, and I'm just standing here with... let's just wait for the announcement to go by. It's a very interesting announcement. I'm sorry you can't hear it properly. It's entirely thrilling. There we go. Okay, so would you just like introduce yourself to the internet?
Hello, I'm Zoe Sherman.
Zoe Sherman.
I'm a curator based in Bristol.
Okay, so you're quite familiar with the Bristol live art scene and you've been to a festival, In Between Time Festival, before.
Yeah, and also to other projects that Helen's produced, curated for Arnolfini when she was based at Arnolfini. She's obviously been here for 10 years, so she's done a lot of work in that time. So it's really exciting to see this newest, in the most recent iteration of In Between Time, because as she said, it's been some time in coming, and it's very ambitious.
Yes.
So we just watched The Democratic Set, which is a new film that they commissioned, which is very much about participation and involving many people's different performances taking place over 10 seconds, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, not necessarily performer, naturally, just people were invited to contribute.
To present themselves.
Yes. They had 10 seconds, and this was filmed in like a box set, and then the film was like you were going across hundreds and hundreds of these box sets.
Yeah, I think it was incredibly technically sophisticated. I'm not sure exactly how it was done. I need to find out how it was done, but it was very amazing. It was seamlessly, each performance seamlessly blended, melded into the next one.
I spotted a couple of, but that's just me because I'm pedantic digital head person.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, it felt incredibly cohesive, didn't it?
Yeah.
For a piece made up of so many individual voices.
Yeah. I thought it was something very interesting there about obviously unpacking the idea of democracy and maybe, well, I imagine critiquing it, because there were so many different perspectives and different performances, and each was very distinct and subjective.
Mm.
But we only got a very, very short, controlled 10 seconds of each of those different people's realities. And so what was really surprising for me, that it was actually, in some ways, it homogenised all those different subjectivities, which I was quite surprised by. I didn't expect. And I suppose that was perhaps the intention, because that's a critique of democracy, which does tend to homogenise.
Yeah, our version of it, which is a party system where you do only participate short, like for, what, maybe 10 minutes every 4 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very interesting aspect of it.
So in some senses, I found it oddly quite frustrating as well, because I wanted to see much more of the individual performances and I wanted them to carry on, and it each shift on to the next box set and the next performance. You were sort of frustrated. I felt quite frustrated because I couldn't really get into each performance, but I'm sure that with Back to Back, that's their intention, you know, with the piece, because it just kind of homogenized on one level all this incredible subjectivity and difference of the body and of difference. So
and
I had to think more about that.
Yeah, part of the introduction, I think Paul said that there was something about how we deal with equality and difference, how difference exists within equality, whether you see difference or not. And I thought that was an interesting aspect, which you can also pull into that.
Yeah.
Then just finally, what are you excited about seeing
coming up?
Yeah.
I need to interrogate the brochure much more in detail to find out what. But I'm really looking forward to the seminar on Friday evening, I think, or Saturday morning, which looks really interesting with the international participants, and it's a sort of a curator's seminar.
Yeah. You know,
so I'm looking forward to that as well. But I haven't looked at the rest of the exhibition yet, which is intriguing.
Yes, there's lots of things all around the building. I think you just heard a really loud bang. That's someone doing a sort of performance in the next room.
And so it's very immersive.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you very much for talking to me.